This is The Short of It. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat. Hello, Patriots, and happy Friday. Welcome to another edition of The Short of It. Before we hop into today's topic, let's get started with a little good news from God's Word, Hebrews 13, 5 through 6. Don't love money, be satisfied with what you have, for God has said, I will never fail you, I will never abandon you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? So I wanted to finish up the week with a continued focus on why Biden would make an absolutely terrible president and why you should not vote for him in November. Amongst the many reasons that we've talked about, one reason that should be absolutely terrifying is that one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter, which we've come to know as a Marxist organization, is basically backing Joe Biden, even though she said he is pretty far from where her organization wants him to be, but is hopeful that the leaders can push him to be a better candidate. And she goes on to say he's the candidate who can be most effectively pressured. Now, if that right there doesn't stop you in your tracks, then I don't know what will. Black Lives Matter is a very dangerous organization. They are here to restructure America. They want Black Lives Matter to be in every part of the government, starting locally and going all the way up. They are not peaceful protesters. They are a violent group, and they want to restructure all of America into something terrible. So I think that's really something to think about. Is that where your values align? Go on their website and tell me if you believe what they believe. And just don't be some stupid social justice warrior where, oh yeah, well, I'm not racist, so of course I support Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. Look into the Black Lives Matter organization. It will be eye-opening for you, and everything everyone has said over the last couple months about them is true. Something else that's very concerning about Biden is that he does want to attack the suburbs. Now, why is this important? If you live in a big city right now, especially a Democratic-run city, I'm sure you are just about to pull your hair out. I know I am. Living in D.C. with Mayor Bowser is the craziest thing ever. She drives me nuts. I can barely watch her press briefings, though I do, because I have to know what's going on in my city. But it's gotten to the point where people in New York, places like that, they're leaving because the Democratic cities are out of control. Their policies are dumb. They don't care about all their people. They did not handle coronavirus well at all. And it's just gotten very violent and dangerous and very expensive. And so a lot of people, and Tucker Carlson talked about this earlier in the week, are fleeing to the suburbs because they think they're going to be safe from Democratic rule, right? Well, not under Joe Biden's plan. And it's no surprise, right? Because they want to take what's going on in those Democratic-run cities and turn the suburbs just into that. Because Democrats have to chase everyone so they can have total control, because that's been the aim of the Democrats for a very long time. If you look on Biden's website, it says, eliminate local and state housing regulations that perpetuate discrimination. Exclusionary zoning has for decades been strategically used to keep people of color and low-income families out of certain communities. As president, Biden will enact legislation requiring any state receiving federal dollars through the community development block grants or surface transportation block grants to develop a strategy for inclusionary zoning. Biden will also invest $300 million in local housing policy grants to give states and localities the technical assistance and planning support they need to eliminate exclusionary zoning policies and other local regulations that contribute to the sprawl. So basically, they want to restructure the suburbs all in the name of fairness. To me, there's a couple of things wrong with that. That goes under the premise that Americans want segregation. I know for a fact that most Americans do not want segregation. Maybe a small percentage of the population is backwards. Sure, people aren't perfect, but the majority of us don't want that. It's also teaching people that things can just get handed to them on a silver platter. Those people, for the most part, live in the suburbs because they work hard. They're middle-class people. Some suburbs are nicer than others, where people have more wealth. And that's totally fine, too. Most of those people have worked really hard to get what they have. And so you're teaching these people that, no, you don't have to work hard. It would be like me going down to DuPont Circle to one of the really nice apartments, you know, one bedrooms for like $3,000, and saying, I demand you let me live here because this isn't fair. And if you don't, then you're racist and there's something wrong with you. That's basically what the Democrats are saying. Look, everyone in America has every equal opportunity. All you have to do is take it. The truth of the matter is, no one wants to see urban cities ruined, and no one wants to see the suburbs ruined. No one wants to get taxed higher. No one wants more crime. And if you look at these places, you can see all these issues ticking up. So it doesn't matter how far anyone runs, we're going to have to deal with the Democratic Party. We're going to have to use common sense, and we're going to have to start it at a local level. We're all going to have to do our part to expose them on these issues and say, look, we can talk about certain things. We can have conversations. But what you're planning will completely restructure and ruin everything that we love about America. So speak up on these issues, don't let them take your voice, and be sure to vote Donald Trump in November. And that's the short of it. One quick thing before I leave, if you would like to support our work, head over to redhatchat.com and click the donate button at the top. Thank you.